FM 90.3 WJTL Building 429's new song, You Can, Josh Baldwin, Stand in Your Love, and Chris August Battle. Hey, good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny, hot, humid, chance of afternoon showers, thunderstorms, beautiful day, high 91. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, thunderstorms, low 72. Winning Wednesday around these here parts, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms. Storms can have some gusty winds and some heavy rain. Do be careful. High 90, currently at 72.
Our very special guests today from the Unveiling Prophetic School, Brian Morgan and Amy, are with us. Brian Connolly is the creator and director of the school. And Brian, you told us a bit about the school before, and I understand that you have a new semester starting coming up. Just tell us a little bit about what that's going to be like.
Yeah. So the new semester for any incoming students, that would be the Delta class. We've been delineating the classes by the Greek alphabet. So.
Oh.
The Delta class will be beginning in October. I believe it's the 28th, Morgan. Yeah, so we're excited to have them. They'll come in, and like we said in the first segment, they'll come in and they'll begin their first semester understanding their identity and getting rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus, Fred.
And you brought Amy with you this morning.
I did, yep. Friend and fellow graduate Amy Gottwalt here with us.
Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your experiences at the Unveiling Prophetic School.
Okay. So I feel like I was following the Lord for quite a few years before I had found out about the school, but it wasn't until I entered the school and started that I really started to figure out and discover like who I was in God's eyes. And I feel like that opened up a lot of doors for me to walk through some past hurts and just uncover some lies that I was believing about myself and just have my heart and my mind be rooted in truth and who God says I am, and just really help me secure a positive view of myself and who I am. And and some other things that I learned, I feel like in prayer, is that I came to appreciate a time of silence. A quote that we were taught in school was from Mother Teresa, and it was, in the silence of the heart, God speaks. And, I really came to a point, through the school in really just kind of sitting in that silence and listening to God and hearing what he had to say. And, it helped me grow in so many ways. And, because of the school, I was able to, actually give prophetic words to some people that really hurt me in my past. Mm. And, you know, God allowed me to forgive those people. But because of this school, I came to a place where I could hear God speak and hear what he had to say about them. And it just made me look at them differently. And I got to tell them what God thought of them. And hopefully it made a difference for them and how they will pursue God in the future. And there are just so many things I could say. It was something I look forward to each week, and I learned something new each time I came to class. And it just changed my life, and I just want others to know how much it changed my life and how it gave me a confidence and a boldness to speak to others what God said to me about them, and hopefully have an impact in their life and just give them a glimpse into how God sees them and hopefully you know, change their life and have them pursue God in a new way. And it's just available to everybody. And I hope that those of you that are listening will check it out.
Very cool. And with us this morning, Morgan Dietz is a school administrator. And Morgan, if folks are listening to Amy and saying, yes, I love that you guys help each person find, you know, who they are in God and get past some of those hurts like Amy talked about, and then learn to listen to God in a new way. I love that about that. If somebody wants to start this process, tell us a little bit about the upcoming school year and about how folks can get involved.
The first thing I would suggest is visiting our website, unveilingschool.com. There it has all the information, all dates coming up. We do start October 28th. But there you can apply the applications online, and through there we'll have communication and I'll get you set up with information.
And tell us a little bit about the school. What time factors? Is it in the evening, during the day?
Yes,
how long is it?
Sunday evenings from 4 to 6 p.m. We meet at Praise Community Church. That's our home church. And we meet in our sanctuary. And it's cool because we build, it's kind of like our own little family. Like each class becomes a family and there's trust. And I think what Amy was talking about came from that place of like, yeah, we're family. We're safe here. It's cool to see how everybody just kind of connects.
The next semester begins October the 28th.
Yes.
And then you can check it out online, the Unveiling School. And there's no the there. Unveilingschool.com mm-hmm. is the place. And all the information should be there that they need as mm-hmm. far as signing up and getting more information.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you all for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Once again, visit online, unveilingschool.com. Back to the music with River Valley Worship. This is World Needs Jesus on WJTL.